Good morning. The Senate Governmental Organization Committee will come to order. As we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals wishing to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and I'll announce it now. Today's participation number is 844-291-6364. I've always wanted to do it that way, you know. And the access code is 1411140. I will maintain decorum, except for myself, during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. For today's hearing, we'll hear from Mr. Vogely prior to taking any public comment. Once we have heard from all the witnesses, we have public comment period for those who wish to comment on the topic of today's agenda. Today we'll be holding an informational hearing on 27 most recent extensions to the 1999 compacts. It's my understanding that 26 of these tribes have agreed to an 18-month extension, and one, the Hopland Band of Pomo Indians, have agreed to a one-year extension. Members, a list of the 27 tribes can be found in the compact overview document in your folders. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate procedure, the established policy allows for an informational hearing on the details of the compact to be followed by a vote on the Senate floor and the Assembly floor. No vote will be taken here today. The vehicle for ratification for these compacts will be SB 898 by yours truly. I believe Mr. Vogely, Senior Advisor for the Tribal Negotiations for Governor Newsom, is here in the room. Mr. Vogely, feel free to begin, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Chair Dodd. Thank you, committee members, for being here this morning as well. I appreciate the time to provide information on these new amendments, extending compacts that were signed in 1999 and 2000 for 27 tribes. My name is Nathan Vogely. I'm the Senior Advisor for Tribal Negotiations for the Office of Governor Newsom. I'd like to begin by thanking all the tribes and their chairpersons who have reached agreement on an extension to their compact. I'd specifically like to thank the chairpersons of those tribes that signed compacts with the state last year and whose input has been particularly helpful and insightful for the governor's office in negotiating a reasonable term for these extensions. They are Chair Mary Norris of the Caddo Tribe of Laytonville Rancheria, Chair Robert Pinto Sr. and the Weapai Band of Kumeyaay Indians, Chair Janet Bill and the Picayune Rancheria of Chukchansi Indians, Chair Fawn Murphy and the Rezogini Rancheria, Chair Melanie Raffanen with the Sherwood Valley Rancheria of Pomo Indians, and Chair Brenda Lavelle of the Table Mountain Rancheria. Last month, I discussed the one-year extensions to the compacts for Santa Rosa Rancheria and the Middletown Rancheria. Since then, the governor has agreed to extend the compacts for 27 tribes, including lengthier extensions for those two tribes that were previously discussed, the Campo Band of Digueño Mission Indians and the Table Mountain Rancheria. 26 of the tribes agreed to an 18-month extension to December 31st, 2023, while one tribe agreed to a 12-month extension. By way of background, in 2000, Prop 1A granted tribes the exclusive right to operate slot machines and banking and percentage card games in California. In 1999 and 2000, the state entered into over 60 tribal state gaming compacts pursuant to the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. These compacts are generally referred to as the 1999 compacts. They were for an initial 20-year term with a termination date of December 31st, 2020. They've been automatically extended and now expire by their own terms on June 30th of this year. The 1999 compacts allow the state and tribe to amend the term by mutual and written agreement, but an extension is not required under the compacts. The majority of tribes with the 1999 compacts have signed new compacts since then. The 27 tribes with amendments today are all still operating under their 1999 compacts. As I shared previously with the committee, the need for these extensions arise from the U.S. Department of Interior's action in November 2021 to disapprove three tribal state gaming compacts that the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs viewed as addressing topics beyond the scope of the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. These disapprovals made it apparent that the state and those remaining tribes with 1999 compacts would need additional time to negotiate a new compact with sufficient confidence that those new compacts could be approved under IGRA. As I've mentioned before, all 27 tribes have agreed to amendments extending their compacts. The vast majority of these extensions are for 18 months to December 31st, 2023, with one tribe agreeing to a 12-month extension to June 30th, 2023. The legislature's recent ratification of compacts for the Santa Rosa Rancheria and the Middletown Rancheria should help address some of the uncertainty around Interior's disapprovals. I expect that things will be back on track by November of this year, and there will be greater comfort that a new compact can be negotiated with those tribes interested in doing so. These extensions function as an amendment to a compact for purposes of state law. They were negotiated by the governor and must be ratified by the California legislature. Because these amendments are only to extend the term of the compacts, under federal regulations, they do not require the approval of the Secretary of the Department, but they do still have to be submitted to the Department. These amendments to extend the 99 compacts would not prevent the state and tribes from mutually agreeing to further extensions should it be necessary. I appreciate everyone's time today, and if you'd like me to read a list of the 27 tribes, I'd be happy to do so. I'll also remain available to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vogley. Before we move on to members' questions and comments, I'd like to invite the public wanting to participate to call in now. Please dial this toll-free number, 844-291-6364. When prompted, please use the access code 1411140. We'll now bring the discussion back here to the dais. And Mr. Vogley, there still seems to be one tribe that has a 1999 compact that is yet to reach agreement to extend that compact. Is there anything you can tell us about that and why agreement has not been reached? And is that tribe currently operating a casino?
So the tribe that does not have an extension for their 1999 compact is the Manzanita Banda Degueño Mission Indians of the Manzanita Reservation. They are not currently gaming. I can't talk about specifics relative to discussions between the governor's office and the tribe. Those are kept confidential. So as of today, we do not have an agreement with the Manzanita Band.
And then one other question. One tribe was okay with the 12 months, the rest, the balance had 18 months. Can you explain what was the reason? Why would they not just take the extra 6 months? I'm just apropos of nothing, just interested.
Yeah, I'm not able to speak to their specific reasoning or any discussions that we've had specifically with the tribe relative to that. I think the committee knows the governor's office did extend an 18-month invitation to all tribes.
Okay, fair enough. We're now going to move to anybody wishing for public comment. Please proceed. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Paula Treat on behalf of the Calusa Indian Tribe, along with Pechanga Indian Tribe, in wholehearted support of this extension period. In addition to that, I see Senator Nielsen's come in. In addition to that, we'd like to thank the governor and Nathan Vogley, along with your staff, and working with us through this tough fight, but we're getting closer. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Treat. Anybody else here in room 1200 wishing to address the committee? Seeing none, we're going to move on to the witnesses waiting to provide public comment via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt individuals waiting to provide public comment, please open the lines and call members of the public individually, and we will continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you would like to make public comment at this time, please press 1 followed by the 0. An AT&T operator will quickly give you your line number offline and then place you right back into the queue. Again, for public comment, please press 1-0. Line 15, you're up. Please go ahead.
This is Chairman Sisko from Santa Rosa Rancheria in support of SB 898. Thank you.
And next we will go to line 7. You are open.
Good morning. My name is Sydney Hoff with Salute. And on behalf of Sikia Tribe, we would like to thank both the governor's office and the author for their hard work putting this together with all of the tribes. We stand in support. Thank you.
And as a final reminder, please press 1 followed by 0 for public comment. Line 14, please go ahead. Line 14.
Good morning, this is Mike Lopez. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Mike Lopez. I'm vice chair of CNAGA in support of the bill. Thank you.
Line 15, please go ahead. Line 15.
Hi. Hi. Just a moment. Chairman will be right there.
This is Chairman Sisko, Santa Rosa Rancheria Tachioca Tribe, in support of SB 898.
Mr. Chair, there are no other participants queued up.
Thank you, moderator. I want to thank all the individuals today for participating in this public testimony. Special thanks to Mr. Vogely for his work on these extensions. If you were not able to testify via the teleconference service, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Governmental Organization Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are very important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and we appreciate your testimony. Thanks to everybody that's here and our staff for making this all happen. And also, moderator, thank you for guiding us through this. The Senate Governmental Organization Committee is now adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.